You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Oh my God, the Rams just won the freaking Super Bowl! OBJ is crying! I want to cry too! Confetti is all over the place. I had a whiskey and ginger. I'm feeling good.
A few hours later.
Good morning, everybody. It is currently 8 a.m. on post Super Bowl Monday. I feel like my body just got hit by a truck. And this is me co-signing the petition that there needs to be a national holiday after the Super Bowl. Every city, every state, this needs to be mandated. Please. What? I'm going back to bed.
Oh my goodness, I'm alive, everybody. I made it. I am alive. It is Tuesday. I have had many, many, many hours of sleeps. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling rested. I'm now looking back on the madness of Super Bowl week that I just had. I've never covered a Super Bowl like this before. I'm in a hotel room. I have fled to the mountains and am just sleeping mostly all day, and it's been lovely. But guys, what a freaking week. Welcome to Benched with Benetta. I'm joined by Mohan and Junkyard Dog. Holy Moses. So I'm basically just gonna go through the week that was, because I didn't really get to talk to you guys. Basically, after we sat down at Radio Row, I was just like a bat out of hell. I was on my way to go get a spray tan. And then I basically just blacked out to get through the rest of the week, because I had something going on every single day. Got to be on the red carpet for NFL honors, first things first, which was very, very cool. Got to see a lot of celebs come through. Russell Wilson, Travis Kelce, got to talk to Gronk. I've never seen a bigger hand in my life. I think it would actually... it would not just palm my face, it would wrap around my head, and he'd be able to close his hand behind my head. It was the largest hand I've ever seen. I got to ask you guys something. The NFL honors, I've never covered before. I didn't really know what the vibe was going to be. I got there, and it was so freaking hot, and I was wearing a corset, and I know that you guys might not know what that is or what it feels like. But it feels like death is upon you any minute, okay? You can barely breathe. You literally have to brace yourself for them to go, to tug you into this thing. Makes your bod look great, though. So I was out on the carpet. I was just like, I might be in, like, full pass-out mode during this show. And Pete, my partner, is texting me because, you know, he's coming on the red carpet. We're going to go to the show later. It's going to be real, real fun date night. And he's texting me, when should I roll up? And I was like, I'm done at 2. So come at 2. It's so hot. You don't want to be out here. And he's like, okay, I'll be there for two. So he rolls up at the end of the eve before we head in. He's got his little, he actually didn't know how to tie his bow tie. So he left it out and our wardrobe stylist had to tie his bow tie for him like he's a little freaking child. But he looked great once it was all tied up. And he's like, so where is everybody? What's going on? And I was like, oh, honey, the carpet's, it's done. I'm done. We're done. We get to go inside. And he goes, what? What do you mean it's done? And I was like, well, this, I told you, like, this is when I'm wrapped. Like, this is, we're good. Everyone's already inside. He was so angry at me, guys. And I know that I'm saying this with a laugh, but like, we got into a full ass fight because I was like, what did you want? He wanted to come for the whole thing. He wanted to sit off to the side and see Mac Jones roll up and see Travis Kelce. And I was like, what were you going to do? Just stare at them? And he goes, yes. Yes, I would have just stared at them and it would have been the greatest day of my life. So I got to ask you, did I mess up? Should I have just had him there for the full day? Because in my mind, I was looking out for him. In his mind, I've never betrayed him more. What do you guys think? Did I mess up?
I'm Team Pete. I'm just going to.
You're always Team Pete, Mo. That's not fair. I had a job to do. And also, who knows what Bowtie is going to say? He's going to go up to Mac Jones and be like, there's been so many times, you guys, that I have seen him go up to a celebrity and just be the dorkiest. He does work in sports, but like, you know, Steven Gerrard, Liverpool legend, he absolutely embarrassed himself in front of this guy. And it just taught me, okay, Pete maybe shouldn't meet his heroes. No, so I also had that in my head when I was like, you know, just come later. Just come later.
He might, some athletes might think it's endearing. Plus, if I were you, I'd rather deal with him complaining that it's so hot than actually be in this situation where you're taking away from his experience of just like being an observer.
Oh my goodness. Mm. Graver, are you on Pete's side too?
I feel like this is just a communication issue. Like he wanted to know what time you were done. It wasn't like you were gonna, like where you're supposed to offer up like I'm done at X, but for 2 or 3 hours before that, I'm doing a red carpet show. Would you want to come for that? I mean, I feel like if he wanted to come to that part, he should have said, oh, that's what time you're done? Oh, cool. Well, what about all the other red carpet stuff? Can I come? I would love to see it. And then
that should have been offered. So wow. I think Justin and I are both.
Did you guys have a single conversation with me last week? Did you not see how frazzled I was about every single moment of the day that I had to get done? There was just no way. Listen, I messed up. It's Valentine's Day. I can say it. I messed up.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to my lover. Okay. Next year. If you see me on the red carpet and there's just a man behind me with a bow tie that looks like crap, that's Pete, and I'm being a good girlfriend by inviting him to the.
But I mean, he would have been so sweaty. My date came to the red carpet as well, and I told her to come as late as possible. Of course, she doesn't like care about meeting football players, but still, like, she was also wearing a corset, by the way.
That's where they differ. Oh, me and my girl, so she knows the pain. Anyways, I messed up. I'll own up to it. Sorry. Goes out to Pete. So that was NFL honors. We go inside. I've never really like sat and watched NFL honors before. It's a great show. Keegan-Michael Key did such a fantastic job. Can I tell you a little inside scoop that we saw that probably the cameras didn't see?
Please.
Comeback player of the year, Dak Prescott, Joe Burrow. To be honest, I know that Joe Burrow is obviously in a Super Bowl, but I thought that Dak was gonna win it. His ankle was sideways. Like I know that the MCL and the ACL of it all is absolutely atrocious as well, but like just people have that image of him crying and getting carted off. It just burned into their retinas. I for sure do. And oh gosh, I don't even know if I should be telling this story. We were watching, I was like, let's watch Dak when it gets announced, because either way, this is going to be fascinating. And they announced that Joe Burrow is comeback player of the year, and Dak, this is a podcast, you're not going to be able to see what I'm doing, but he went, like, he was stunned that he did not win. And wow. I thought that was fascinating. I was like, no one can see this. Only we can see this. This is so juicy. So shout outs to Dak. I feel like maybe they should have tied. I feel like they should have both won it. Mm.
Burrow didn't even take the award with him from that little podium thing at the.
I know, he just went right back down and sat
he
down.
Just like but went I, right back down.
It did make me think, if you are up for an award that you absolutely think like I'm a shoo-in to win this, it would be very hard to not have a reaction.
Right.
Like I would have been. I'd be like, "What the hell? That's mine! Give it to me!"
Yeah, I thought Dak was the shoe-in, and he was hurt earlier in the year than Burrow, and, like, I don't know if he had a better year or not, but, like,
I mean, Joe Burrow was in the Super Bowl, and ultimately, I think that's what made it, you know, that was the nail in the coffin. Okay, so that was honors. Went to a party after honors. Matt LaFleur was just hanging out. Can confirm, eyebrows are beautiful. The eyebrows are beautiful. Drew Bledsoe was there. Pete got to meet Drew Bledsoe, okay? He was very excited about that, Mr. Patriots fan. And didn't embarrass me, so there you go. Saw a lot of celebs just all week long. Saw Justin Biebs. Okay, so I'm going to fast forward a little bit and then go back. We tried to get on the field at Super Bowl and were denied. I was with Peter Schrager. And so our credentials, we were allowed to get on the field, but we were just there too late. So we were like walking around the bowels of SoFi on the bottom floor. And that's where the locker rooms are. That's where everyone's kind of, that's where the VIP seats are. So anybody who's anybody is going to be in the bowels of the SoFi. Saw Devin Booker walking to his seats. And I don't think Shregs knew who it was. And he's like, who is that? And I was like, that's Devin Booker. And he goes, yo, Dev!
Oh,
and Devin
God.
Was like, hey. And I was like, thank God. What if that was? What if I said the wrong guy? He just looked so dumb. It would have been my fault. Kendall Jenner was with him. Justin Bieber was behind them. I'm sure Hailey Biebs was in the mix there. I saw Gronk out at a party. I saw Mike Vrabel at a party. I got to say, okay, more secrets. More secrets from Benched with Bonetta. There was a coach that was out and about who had just bought a horse for $50,000. And him and his posse were holding a photo of this horse around at this party. And was just telling everybody, we just bought a horse. So that was absolutely ridiculous. I will withhold the name because I'm a professional, but somebody bought a horse. I thought that was kind of crazy. What else? And then I had the Super Bowl, you guys, all day long. I woke up at 4:30 in the morning. We got shuttled to SoFi in these fancy cars, went through so much security, had to dress up like Mooch first thing in the morning, which was interesting. I had to get full hair and makeup done, turned into a man, and then had about 45 minutes to turn into a woman and go out and be Rachel. I was with the Good Morning Football crew. I was with Kyle Brandt, D'Angelo Hall, and Peter Schrager. That was really fun. I was wearing a very expensive suit. I've never worn more money on my body before. And it felt like a GD snowsuit. It was 86 degrees out, and I was in head to toe, heavy, heavy suit with sequins. I was dying all day, but it was so much fun. And then we went into the big show. I had great seats. Never sat at a Super Bowl before. What people might not know at home, which we were talking about before we started recording this. Listen, we got to go to the Super Bowl, Graver. We cannot complain at all. Mohan was stuck at home like a loser. We can't complain. But if there was one thing that we could complain about, I would have to say it was the setup of the halftime show. I was so I love Kendrick Lamar more than I love Pete. Don't tell him I said that. I love Kendrick Lamar so much. I was so excited for this halftime show. I had a Dre phase. I had an Eminem phase. I had a Mary J. Blige phase. Everybody, I was so excited. I've never been more excited for a halftime show. We get in our seats. We're like grabbing a hot dog and grabbing a drink to get there and like just be able to chill. The entire set was facing in the other way. So if you're at home, you probably saw that it was this house with all these different rooms. Yeah, we were sitting behind the house. We saw the back of the house. So 50 Cent coming down, didn't see that. Didn't see Eminem coming up. We only saw people on top of the house and we saw Kendrick, which was, that was fine to me. But I was so surprised that they didn't have some kind of 360. Basically, they were alienating, like, if there were 70,000 people in the stands, they were alienating 35,000 of us that couldn't see what the hell was going on. So this is my call for a 360-degree stage.
Which I feel like they usually do. Do they not? Isn't it usually like a round thing?
I mean, it was a really rad set, and I think that was what I was most upset about, is that I wasn't able to see it. I still haven't gone back and watched the full show, but the halftime show was stupid good.
Yeah.
Did you guys enjoy it? Did you like it?
I thought it was amazing being there for it. I was like singing along all the lyrics and the guys next to me were like, dang, this guy knows all the words. And I was like, oh, of course, who doesn't, right?
50 Cent was the surprise. That was a lot of people were taking bets
tipped off. I was tipped off on that happening.
And you didn't tell the bench with Benetta Carew? Wow.
Well, sorry. Somebody was at SoFi for the rehearsal and saw the whole show and came back and told me and a couple other people like what the show was. It was crazy. But Mohan, what was it like? I'm with you, Rachel. I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
like,
what was it like to be a loser at home? What was that like?
How did it sound through the TV and all that?
I actually got to watch it, you know, looking at it, and I got to enjoy the commercials.
Oh, so you're saying that you're better than us. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I got to just put it out there. It was great.
That was the one thing that I really missed was the commercials. I was literally watching, I was on Twitter, like trying to tweet about the game. And I saw that there was a Sopranos commercial, and it's crazy that I haven't talked about my love of the Sopranos yet on this podcast. I am obsessed with the Sopranos. So is Mohan. Junkyard Dog, are you a Soprano fan?
Yeah, I've seen the first 13 episodes.
I don't know. Is that a fan?
You can't say that you're a fan if you stopped. That's actually psychotic that you stopped watching after 13 episodes. That's tough. Might be something wrong with you, actually. So I saw that there was a Sopranos, but we're going to talk about that later. But I was trying to like watch some of the commercials, you know, at the Super Bowl, which is a hilarious image. That was the one bummer about being, you know, the cool kids in the crowd.
A lot of good memes came out of that halftime show. 50, hanging upside down. Mary J. Blige.
Saw a lot of inflation jokes about 50 Cent.
Ooh. Dick Butkus joining Twitter is one of the greatest like developments of the last few weeks. And he's the one who said inflation hit 50 Cent hard or something.
That's tough. That's a tough look. You're upside down. The blood drains to your head. I don't know. Okay, so that was my experience. Guys, there were so many just incredible stories that came out of the Super Bowl. I'm like still catching up on everything that happened. First things first, Cooper Kupp, shout out to MVP. Rams won the Super Bowl. The Hollywood sign has now been turned into my favorite phrase, whose house? Rams house. That's ridiculous. But I don't know
they did it once in the stadium, by the way. I was actually
surprised. I didn't think that they were allowed either. Yeah. They also did a who did. They did a little best of both worlds. By the way, The Rock.
Oh my gosh.
Moment of silence. Like, that was so sick. I squealed.
Nobody knows how to hold a microphone while flexing their bicep better than The Rock. Am I right?
There were so many great storylines that came out. Cooper Kupp, did you guys know? I read this article about a couple of months ago on ESPN. His wife picked up several jobs to put Coop through college so that he could focus on football. That is like, it leads me to something that I was really thinking about a lot in the stands. You know, wags, wives, and girlfriends of football players, they got it tough. They got it hard. They basically have to dedicate their entire lives to supporting these guys as well. And I can't imagine how difficult it is to watch a Super Bowl, because you're like, this is either going to be the greatest night of my life with my partner, or it's going to be the worst. Like, you're either going to be consoling your partner after the worst day, or holding their hair while they puke because it's Sean McVay and he's partying his pants off. But I just thought that story was so incredible, and to see them with their kids on the field just so happy, it was pretty cool. And then Van Jefferson literally had a baby. I think we've got some sound of somebody telling Van Jefferson that he's having a kid. Can we roll that?
Can I get up, huh? Oh my goodness, I have to get up.
Your wife's giving birth right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Mommy's gonna have a baby. You gotta go.
Daddy?
Yes, maybe. Yeah, mommy's gonna have your brother. Yeah. Mommy's gonna have your brother. We gotta get to the hospital. You ready? Yeah, we gotta go quick. Yeah.
But why do I have to go quick, Daddy?
Because she's having a baby.
That's like, awesome.
Psychotic. That's gonna be so cool for those kids to look back when they're a little bit older and watch that, or even the baby that just came out, to watch that video back being like, wow, my dad was at a Super Bowl and found out that a little angel me was being born. That was so cool. He rushed out, he got to the hospital, and they had a baby, and he gets a Super Bowl, he gets the ring. is just insane.
Do you think that kid is going to go the rest of his life being like, does my dad like his Super Bowl ring more than me on the same day? Like second fiddle, you know? It's like when you have a, like you're born on a holiday. My niece was born on Valentine's Day. So like.
I would understand. I would understand. You know,
a lot of people say like, this is the greatest day of my life, except for the day my kid was born. He doesn't have to say that. He can just say, this is the greatest day of my life.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to say it. I think it's pretty cool. Like, as I was saying, the wags of it all, Van Jefferson's wife was, she specifically said, no one tell him until the game is done and then tell him to come to the hospital. That's pretty,
wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome. Incredible. Although that would be insane if he left the Super Bowl like midway through the game because he was having a baby.
Well, you don't want to distract him too.
Craziest, I think, week of my career. I had so much fun. Shout out to NFL Network for just the most insane last 6 months. It's been so cool. Nothing cooler than sitting on that stage that was on a lake and looking at SoFi and being like, holy crap, I'm covering a Super Bowl. That's just... ugh, so wild. All right, coming up, we are going to talk about the best things that I saw or heard from the week. There are a lot of them. I also got a worst thing that I saw, and I think we can all get on the same page on that. And then we're also going to get some very, 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 very early leans going about next year's Super Bowl champion. Don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
He's the best.
All right, time for best things I saw / heard. And also, I got a real bad one, guys, that I think it's... you might vomit in your mouth when I refresh your memory. Number one... Let's roll this clip, okay? And I will talk us through what's happening while we're both listening to this. All right, you might be hearing some crowd noise. You might think that this is Rams fans celebrating. It's not. It's Bengals fans welcoming Zach Taylor and crew back home. Pretty unbelievable. It honestly looks like they just won the Super Bowl. That's cool, huh? Oh, what could have been? Saw so many sad, dejected Bengals fans outside of SoFi. Yo, Bengals fans showed up. There were so many Bengals fans at SoFi for the Super Bowl. It was very, very impressive. That is a far way to travel. So that was number one. I loved that. Number two, we were talking about this earlier in the show. A Sopranos commercial has got to be the best thing that I saw all week long, including the game. Oh, my God. Okay, if you're a Sopranos fan, you know that opening scene. You know Tony is driving into New Jersey. You see all these New Jersey landmarks, and you have this song, Woke Up This Morning. So now it's Meadow Soprano driving. What was it, a Dodge commercial or Ford or something like that? It was for a car. Who cares? You saw Meadow doing the exact same drive, and you see the people kept on tweeting, oh, wow, Meadow learned how to park, finally. That was pretty funny. And then she gets out, and then it's AJ Soprano that she greets, and they have a little hug. Oh, that really tugged at my little heartstrings. I love the Sopranos so much. Another weird sighting from the day, Kanye in the stands. He's been very active on social media. Are you guys following that right now?
Yeah, it's
spicy. It's a little wild. He was in a full mask, It was a hot day, you guys. He was probably in his, you know, classic snow boots, classic Kanye look, full mask, sitting beside AB. The place went nuts. I don't even actually think that they put a name tag. Every celebrity that popped up on the Jumbotron, which was so many, by the way. I don't think there's ever been more celebrities at a Super Bowl. I really don't think so. They popped up name tags for everybody. Yeah. You know, we saw Doja Cat. We saw LeBron. We saw, you know, Charlize Theron. And then for AB and Kanye, they're like, we're not... Like, we all know that it's Kanye, but, like, there's a chance that it might not be Kanye because he's wearing a full ski mask. So we're just, like, not going to put up his name.
That's smart.
One of the few people in SoFi wearing a mask. Good job, Kanye.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. A lot of maskless
faces. Full commit.
I'm surprised that AB, I'm surprised that they popped him up there. And then the worst thing I saw, absolutely, hands down. Actually, I wonder if they put this on TV. So... all the commercial breaks, you're seeing all the celebs in the stands, and that was actually really cool. Then they showed Shaq. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yep, I saw it.
Why? Why did we have to do that? Why did we all have to endure that? There was an audible, like everybody in our section. When he was, I'm not even going to describe what he did. If you want, Google it. I recommend you don't.
It should be easy to find if you're curious.
I'm sure. I saw it all over the internet too, but did not need to relive that. It was nasty.
Between that and on Inside the NBA, they showed his foot the other day. And
oh, I saw
feel like
that.
He's just like, he's just falling apart.
Any of Shaq's extremities? Tongue, body parts, no thank you. His feet are gnarly. Speaking of feet, I can't feel about 5 out of 10 toes because I wore so many heels this week. And if you know anything about me, you know that this girl does not wear heels. She wears sneakers. So I've actually permanently damaged my feet. So that's fun. Concerned. I'm concerned.
Worth it. Worth it for
Rach, the what do you think Shaq's wiki feet score would be?
Oh, should we look? He absolutely has to have a WikiFeet profile. I know that. So we were thinking, we got the tip that maybe we were going to get Aaron Rodgers on the NFL Honors red carpet. And so I was like, okay, I was trying to like plan some fun things to ask him. And so, of course, I went to WikiFeet.com and he's got a high rating. He's got a 4.7. Is that absolutely disgusting that I know that?
Yeah, that's...
Okay, Shaq... Shaquille O'Neal's feet, Wiki Feet Men. Okay, he's got a 2.19 out of 5. That's rough. That's rough.
That's higher than I thought it would be.
It's actually just got so many photos of his feet. Listen, if you guys are into weird stuff, go to Shaq's Wiki Feet. Ew!
I feel like his feet must be massive. Do you not get bonus points for that? I don't know.
It's probably more surface area to be gross. I don't know.
This is whoever has been doing this. Whoever has been putting so much effort into this, because he's got multiple pages, you guys, of photos of his feet, should seek help. I also have a wiki feed. I have a very strong rating. Thank you very much. All right, enough of that. Let's secure the bag. Let's make some way too early picks, shall we?
Look at your neighbor and say, secure the bag.
Okay, so we were wrong about our Super Bowl pick. That's okay. It was close. It was a close game. We would have looked real great because there was a lot of people on the Rams for the Super Bowl. So congratulations to those people. Who are we liking for Super Bowl 57? Also, I've seen a lot of people. Justin Graber, how dare you put Roman numerals in this rundown? You're lucky that I've said 56 a million times this week, or else it would have been, what the hell number is that?
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of people argue this point. Mohan, was this you?
No.
Whoever it was, don't. I've seen actually a lot of people argue this point this past week. We need to get rid of the Roman numerals. Who are we? Where
I had to type it so many times this week for like various podcasts and whatever. And every single time I Googled LVI just to make sure that it was right. Because like, what are we doing?
I wouldn't even know. Super Bowl 57 is going to be in Arizona next year. That'll be super fun. I gotta say, I saw all these sad Bengals fans outside of SoFi and they were just so bummed. Joe Burrow is so young. Ja'Marr Chase is so young. Joe Mixon is re-energized. This defense is good. Zach Taylor is young. Bengals are going to be back in the Super Bowl next year, and they're going to win it, and Joe Burrow is going to be the MVP. How do we feel about that?
Wow.
The AFC is just so stacked with quarterbacks, especially if Rodgers goes to the AFC, the Broncos or something.
I'm not worried
Baker's
about it.
And going to be healthy. It's going to be tough for Burrow to get back.
I'm not worried about it. They own the AFC North. I'm not worried about it. Do you guys see that outfit that he walked in?
Oh my god.
He's gonna put a print out. There was nothing sadder than Joe Burrow walking out with that outfit. That's a tough look, bro. He's gonna put that up on his bulletin board, and he's like, I'm never gonna be humiliated like this again. I'm gonna win the Super Bowl next year. Mo, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers. Lots of people, he still has not made his decision. He's still, you know, putting the vibes out there. We actually had Cam Jordan on the red carpet, who might be one of my favorite NFL players. He is so great. And whenever he decides to retire and do television, he is going to be really, really good at it. He was actually making a plea on the honors red carpet for Aaron Rodgers to join him and the Saints. Let's take a listen.
I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to be the winner of the Walter Payton Man of the Year. Mm. I'm looking forward to see maybe my future quarterback probably win MVP. I'm going to keep courting this Aaron Rodgers idea until somebody takes it serious.
Wow, okay, put it out there. I like it.
I'm just, whatever.
What's
fine.
Your pitch
put
to Rodgers?
Put him on your vision board.
Like, you know.
Right here.
As we all know, there comes a time when greats have to leave. Sean Payton retired this year, but now we've got Dennis Allen. And yet we still have a really high OC. I can't offer you a head coach anymore, but I can say you could probably come in. Get your own offensive coordinator in there. I know it's your guy.
Guaranteed.
Maybe you,
now.
Devontae Adams, Mike Thomas, Super Bowl 57 in Arizona with Cam Jordan.
Let's go.
Cam Jordan, you are the best.
That would be pretty fun, although I'd feel kind of bad for our guy, Jameis Winston. This is a Jameis Winston household. Oh, not in on Jameis Winston licking the dubs? No?
I mean, nobody inspires a team like Jameis Winston licking his fingers, so I got to give it to you.
Listen, I'm hearing you're saying that with a lot of sarcasm, but I actually agree with that sentiment. I just want to see Cam Jordan in a Super Bowl. That would be so fun. But what's the odds? So it's still, I think he's tied with the Denver Broncos to go back to the Packers, right? That's like tied for first. I could see him going back to the Packers, guys. And when he was winning MVP, he had this whole shout out to Matt LaFleur, and he's like, there's a reason why, you know, you've only been here for a couple of years and I've won this the last 2 years in a row. I think you're a big reason why that has happened. So I think that the drama and stuff is kind of in the past, and I could see him just finishing out his career. I don't think that he's got much longer. It seems like he kind of wants to finish this out, and maybe they'll make a very strong run to the Super Bowl next year.
He probably would have could have retired if Brady didn't do it and Ben didn't do it this year. So
that's probably. Do you really see him as a guy that wants that spotlight though? Like, I really don't think he cares that much about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He did say in his acceptance speech something like, it's been a great 17 years in Green Bay.
Yeah.
It almost kind of sounded a little like, it's been a great 17 years that's now over. I don't know. I think he's going back to Green Bay, but it sounded like he left the door open.
Devontae Adams is a free agent. They better sign him if they want to keep Rodgers.
I know Devontae Adams is probably just like waiting for Aaron Rodgers to make up his mind. Then he's like, I'm just going to go where this guy goes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Smart. Another guy whose future is in the balance is Jimmy G, who had a rough ending to the 49ers kind of Cinderella run. And 49ers are still the favorite for him to start next year, right? They're number one on the list. I just can't see that happening. I don't want to be mean, but I feel like without Jimmy G, the 49ers would have been in the Super Bowl if they had somebody that was a little bit stronger, a little bit, you know, less interception-y. I think that 49ers could have made a real run for it. And I'm excited thinking about the 49ers with a new fun quarterback. Don't you guys think? Like, that's going to be scary, that team.
Yeah.
They've just got so much talent. And then, so Jimmy's odds, their 49ers are number one. Let's go all the way down to number seven, and that is the Cleveland Browns. They have the seventh best odds. Mohan and I, famously huge Cleveland Browns fans. Mohan, let's open. First off, I am actually staying at the resort that Baker Mayfield got married at. Is that creepy?
Well, you're not staying there because he got married there.
No, I might be. I might actually be staying here because he got married. No, I'm just kidding. I'm recreating his photos, but with me. Yeah. So Baker's got one more year on his contract, right? One more year. Jimmy G to the Browns. I just feel like that would be, again, I don't want to be mean. It would kind of be subbing mediocre for more mediocre. I know that Baker has been injured, and hopefully he'll look a lot better this year, but he also has got the weight of his shoulders on him now. He's going to be so much pressure on him this year to perform. What do you think, Mal?
All right, hear me out on this.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Get Jimmy G. Baker will be healthy. Baker will start. Jimmy G will be his backup. Baker is such a competitive guy. He's going to use it as fuel to actually play well. And if he doesn't play well or get injured, Jimmy G is just going to come in there with a big smile on his face and be ready to roll with the offense.
Okay, but Jimmy G's got issues too. It's not like he's like an outstanding, you know, he's got a lot of issues as well.
I will say the one thing about Jimmy G is everyone on the Patriots when he was there and the 49ers all said they love Jimmy as like a locker room guy. Like they'll ride with that guy.
I do feel like they need a locker room guy because I feel like this team has been really divided the last.
Yeah.
Just this past year. Like before we were in the freaking playoffs. We were great. Everyone was best friends. OBJ yeah, and Jarvis.
I wouldn't hate
it.
That's
beautiful
all I'm
thing.
Saying.
Okay. I hear you. Bengals, Burrow MVP, book it! Guys, this is our show. I'm holding on to a bottle of wine, and this is, just listen to this. I am officially on vacation. This was my last thing that I had to do post-Super Bowl. I am going to go enjoy this time. I want to shout out these incredible partners for the last few weeks. Doing this podcast has been so much fun, and we're going into the off-season, baby. What does that entail? To be honest with you, I have no idea, but we're going to figure it out. I think we're going to do Okay, these guys are ready to go on vacation too, so I got to go. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @benched_pod to see the videos and clips we are talking about each week with your own eyes. I'm going to go drink some wine. Woo!
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.